as well as the opening our song for this hour, which was 50 Again by the Whitlam's Black Stump Band. And from that band, talking to us right now is Tim Friedman. How are you today, mate?
There, Auntie Maggie.
How are you, Tim?
Good. Real good. Thanks for having me on.
No worries.
Pretty exciting day. Marks the release of a new single.
Yeah, I've decided to whack out a bush ballad.
Yay!
Wow. Sounds deadly.
It's called Kate Kelly.
Yeah, she was Ned Kelly's little sister. And she was 17 when Ned was hanged in 1880. And then she became a sort of star of a Wild West show. She was a great horse rider.
Wow.
So it's quite an interesting story. And she was often overshadowed by her brother, Ned, but she was a real famous public figure and led quite a short and tragic life. She was dead by 40, unfortunately. But it's a great story from Australian history.
And the direction of sort of bush ballad, was it inspired by a lot of that story and the time that she probably spent in this country?
Yeah, well, look, this new band I've got can sound like a campfire jam. I've got Rod McCormack on the banjo and I've got a lovely fiddle player, George Washing Machine. And so it just sounds like a sort of gothic sort of campfire ballad. And so and there's a mandolin in there, so it's good traditional instruments, but it's quite dark because it is a bit of a dark story.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough, I got Felicity Urquhart to sing the part of Kate Kelly, so it's first time there's been a sort of duet on a Whitlam song.
Wow. And so I think you also had Felicity, was she doing support for your last tour, the previous tour?
Yeah, she'd opened on about 5 shows with her partner, Josh Cunningham, and that's when we'd started experimenting with it, and it just gave it a real sort of emotion, hearing a female voice sing as Kate Kelly rather than, a bloke tell a woman's story.
Yes, that would bring her to life, so to speak. You got to have,
Yeah, she's the she's like the inheritor of the name, and she has to sort of take advantage of that name to make a living in these Wild West shows, even though it was a notoriety that was pretty tragic for her brothers.
Yeah, for sure. Man, oh man. And you got a string of gigs lined up, and they're coming up. You're doing Princess Theatre here in the Woolloongabba. I'm from here, and I said the Woolloongabba. Oh, I need help. And where else are you playing on
the Gabba?
Yeah, the Gabba.
Yes.
It's the Gabba, yeah.
Yeah, probably because it's Friday, mate.
Mm-hmm. when you come down here, you play at the Gong, not Wollongong,
Oh, my God. How embarrassing. No, but you're also playing a string of other gigs as well. Do you want to tell us about where else you'll be playing around the country?
Yeah, I've got a little duo lineup that's going to come up in June. It's piano and pedal steel, which I find is a really lovely atmospheric combination of instruments with my pedal steel player, Ollie Thorpe. We're playing the Imperial Hotel in Yamundi in the middle of June.
Well, excellent, man. We're going to try and rip this song right now, and it's released today. This is the first time I'll be hearing it. And
Same.
And everyone else is listening at the moment as well. This is the grand opening and absolutely can't wait to have you up here and joining us at the Woolloongabba.
The Gabba, Clay.
Princess Theatre. It's going to be just unreal, mate.
Good on you. Thanks for the spin. I hope you like the song.
Oh, we're looking forward to it, man. Thank you so much, Tim Friedman from the Black Stump Band, Whitlam's Black Stump Band, and we'll catch you soon, man.
Good afternoon, everyone. See ya.
Thank you, Tim.